thinking of the people who do find the
church. I don't know. I know.
So let's time to 6. We'll finish at 20 minutes.
I don't know.
The short afternoon.
Let's try it at 10 to 6. Our time? Or our time?
10 to 6 on the match.
Okay. I don't know.
Taf Lamed Zayin and Taf Lamed Chet are the Tafim of Rosh Hashanah Taf Shinun Bet. So we'll pick up Mir Tashem and Tzum Gedalia and Taf Lamed Tet. Wish you all Shana Tova Techotevu V'Techotemu.
Perhaps something tomorrow more explains that the Hagrala was done with Trifa in order not to give him an opportunity to play games and to try to make sure that he got the one that said Plashem in his right hand. So we wanted to be going around on the Gorilla. Efrat Kosovlov Lashem, Efrat Kosovlov Lazazel. Now remember that we had the Skan Bimino, Rosh Bezab Bismolo. So Im Shel Shem Alab Yimino, Askan Omerlo Yishik Vengado, Agbea Yimin Ka. If it came out on his right hand, the way everybody was hoping, so the Skan, and it was at his right, would say, "My master, the Kohen Gadol, lift up your right hand." Im Shel Shem Alab Bismol, then Rosh Bezab Omerlo Yishik Vengado, Agbea Smol. If it came up in his left hand, so then the Rosh Bezab was at his left, would say, "Master Kohen Gadol, raise your left hand." Nasan Ashnei Asirim, he then placed both Kippur and Oz that were in both of his hands on the Kisirim that were facing him. Well, there, and he said, as he put the one that had Lashem on it, Lashem Katos. Yishmolim Eloya Tzarev Loimar Katos. He didn't have to say the word Katos, he only said the word Lashem. And when he said the word Lashem, he used the Shem HaMufurash. This is the tenth Shem HaMufurash, because there were the three Viduyim, and you would remember each one he said three times the Shem, and Ona Hashem, and then the Ona Hashem, and then the Lifnei Hashem, the Torah. We have been this up before. So here he also said the Shem HaMufurash, Ve'noini Rachra Baruch Shem Kvei Mavzeli Lamed, as we went out before, any time that they said the Shem HaMufurash, everyone had to say Baruch Shem Kvei Mavzeli Lamed. Lomali Torah Bekal. Why do we need for him to grab at the copy? It would be wrong if he would just put his hands in. In order that he shouldn't try to feel around with his fingers to see which one is the Shem Hashem, because it was considered to be a big mile on the Kohen Gadol. If the Shem came up on his right hand, then everybody would look down at him. If the Shem came up on his left hand, so in the Mela, we were toshing him a little bit. And it's pretty big chash, because you wouldn't be yotze the old gorillas, because it would turn out that it wasn't really a gorilla. But then is that the shame isn't kaveh, only the gorillas kaveh. Actually, Tosfos says, like, I mean, ad kedei kach refreshed him that he's going to mess up the whole din of the soyer, but the gorillas ma'akev, like we'll see later on. So Tosfos says, well, mitoch tirda, we're afraid he's going to be so involved, he won't realize it, won't think about it. So he sort of malamed Swiss a little bit, but anyway, it's a pretty big check.
They would buy the harikos,
but
they
find that it's so cool. Yeah, but this is said on all the Kohanim, not only the ones who are kosher. The Dittara Pakalpi is all the time, even in Mikdash Rishon. Omar Rava Kalpi shall eat, so the Kalpi itself was made out of wood, we shall call Haisa, and it was not Mekudosh. The Eina Machtekes of a Shteyadayim is only big enough to fit in the two hands of the Kohen Gadol. There was no extra room. Maskevar of Eina, Bishle Eina Machtekes of a Shteyadayim, I understand why they had to make it small, Kechel Alachav and Lishko. The more room we give him to feel around, the more danger there is that he's going to top quickly which one is the shame. So we don't give him room to move. He says, stick in his hand and pull him right out. And the Shelcho, why does it have to be Shelcho? Nikarch, what's the problem if we'll be Makadish, the Kalpi? If people are going to think that it's a Klisharis anyway, so maybe they'll use it to be the Makadish and Mincha one day. So if we make it Kaddish, what do we care? No, because in Kain Amalek Klisharis shall eat, the Klisharis, the eight, lo abdin. We don't like to make a Klisharis out of eight. It's in the Gemara Tzukah, it's a whole discussion whether it's Ma'akev and so on, from the menorah. They did make it shalait. But anyway, we don't make it clichers.
So
the two newcomers over here, the noisiest ones. What is it?
They made him dissolve afterwards.
Of what? The kalpi?
Yeah.
No,
we'll see.
No, that was the garlic, not the kalpi. Frank the Gemara said, don't make it, your plates. Navda the kesef. Navda dissolve. The Torah doesn't want us wasting money. We know the Torah doesn't want us wasting money from the mice of the Mitzvah. It says, if you know, it's a bias. First, before the Torah should say, it's tummy, get everything out of the house. What do we have to get out of the house? We know if something's tummy, we put it into the mikveh. Elamai, it's talking about klikaras, if you're drunk. Nonetheless, the Torah says, and you can't be mitirets. Nonetheless, the Torah says, make sure you get everything out of the house before the Torah is mitami. And what kind of people is that talking about? People that are the mitzvah lashon hara, that's sarayayin. And anyway, the Torah is makbid on your money. It's a kosher game. The Torah is makbid on big money for kosher people. So therefore, why should we waste money? Where it's necessary.
What do you mean? That they would plate the whole inside of the mitzvah with gold?
Sure.
More important than this?
Yeah, of course, because that was Kaddish. This we're saying this wasn't. You're asking, so make it Kaddish. Why not? What do you mean? It's not Kaddish. We'll spend money to make something Kaddish. To be Mechabit, that which is Kaddish, and Anias B'Mokka Mashir. Now, Masnitin Deloki Aitana, our mission that says that the Kohen Gadol used to put both hands into the Kalpi is not like the following price of Tanya. Rabbi Yudah Emer Mishrum Rabbi Eliezer Haskan. That each one, the skan put in his right hand, the kohen gadol put in his right hand, and then they both pulled out their hands. So if the kohen gadol's right hand is the one that has Hashem on it, so then haskan omer lo ishi kohen gadol hagbeah yimincha. Then the skan says what he's supposed to say here in the Mishnah: lift up your right hand. If the Sgan's right hand came up with the Shem, which was a pretty big blow for the Kohen Gadol, so then, because remember, the Sgan's whole purpose was to take the place of the Kohen Gadol. That must have really just been a very cutting thing. That the Sgan should be the one that came up with the Shem. Anyway, so then the Rosh Beis Av, who was on the left of the Kohen Gadol, would say to the Kohen Gadol, Omer lo the Kohen Gadol, Daber Milecha. Okay, say what you got to say. So then he would be the Kohen, would say, okay, Lashem Chataz, right, or Lashem, depending on it. Because the Skan, even if he was the one who got it, he didn't announce, he didn't put it on his earring.
It's just a girl.
The Nemele Sigan. Well, yeah, sure, it's a girl.
Everyone knows it, they can be on the right. Yeah.
No,
they're both being in the right hand.
So?
So then there's always going to be the seer on the right hand side, there's always going to be the Nemele Chataz.
They weren't. How can two things be on the right?
They both put in their right hand.
Fine, but the Kohen Gadol was standing in the middle. The Skan was standing to his right.
I thought the hand was Kaveh. What's Kaveh then?
The one on the right or the left. What's that to mean? Whether it's the person on the right or the left or the hand on the right or the left. How can there be two right hands? So the one on the right would be the right, and the one on the left would be the Kohen Gadol. So. But at least this way, the shame always comes up in the right hand. Plus, we don't give him an opportunity to play games either. It has its advantages, the arrangement. Anyway, Frank the Gemara, why doesn't this Gan tell him? I mean, what do we need to all of a sudden the Reish Beis Av gets into the act? And you have nothing to do with it. So the name of Gan. Give it to the other kosher diet. That's already too much. It's like very, very, that's very sarcastic already. He gets it. Okay, now you can say your thing. Like this, the Rosh Beis Av says it, it's not so painful. The Skan got it, so he's ignoring that unfortunate part, but he's telling him, okay, now you say it. But my kamitzvah again, what's the machlokes between our Mishnah and the Braisa? Mar Sova, Yemina the Skan, Odik Mispoli, the Kohen Gadol. But Mar Sova, Kiadar Enini. But Mar Yom Holtet, there's a mila in having it come out in the Skan's right than having it come out in the Kohen Gadol's left. The other Mandiyomar holds that the Mila, the Kuna Gedela, is such that having the Shem come out in the left is just as good as having it come out in the Skan's right. Uman Haitana Dupolegale Rebuda, Rebchaninas Kanakonim, Tani Rebchaninas Kanakonim Omer, Lomas Gan, there's a different gears over here which Rashi says he was Rukubol, that the gears is Lomas Gan Mimune. What was the purpose of the Skan? But, I mean, he brings from Rabbeinu Yitzchak also that this gears of Lamas Gan Miyamino. Why do we put this Gan Miyamino, says Rashi, that Rabbeinu Yitzchak explained that the Pshat is, why is he always Miyamino, not here? It's why is he following around all the time? And he's always to his right to drive him crazy. She'im Yera Botsu, but going good, and it was Gan Mishamishkan. This Gan should always be ready to take his place and to do the Aveda. But other than that, he didn't do anything else. That's why Rashi's gears is more fits and better in the Gemara. What was the purpose of this guy? Only to take the place of Kohen Gadol if something happened to the Kohen Gadol. But not to stick his hand into the kalpi to take out the Goronos. Because otherwise it wouldn't really be true. Lomas Gan Mimuna for this purpose only, and he didn't do any other avodas. That's Miyamina. Tanu Rabbanan. Arboim Shana Shashimesh Shimon HaTzadik or Yagoro Loila B'yamin. As long as Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol, the girl always came up in his right hand. Mikan Velech Pa'amim Ole B'yamin U'Pa'amim Ole B'smol. From then on, it depended on the Madrega of the Kohen Gadol, the Madrega of Kohen Yisrael. Another thing that V'yalash and Shosu Rizmol B'yamin, as long as Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol, every single Yom Kippur, the Lashon Zavuris that was attached to the Tzara Mishtaleach would always turn white as a simen to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Soleach. Mikan Ve'elech, Pa'amim Malbin, Pa'amim Eino Malbin. After that, it depended on the Madrega. And also, for those 40 years, Hayah Ner Ma'aravi Dolek. The Ner Ma'aravi was always Dolek. So here the Rambam comes into his own. Remember the Rambam's shkat was that the Hatovas Haneros in the Boker was a new Hadlaka. So according to the Rambam, when it says Ner Ma'aravi Dolek, it means that all the other Neros were Kova, and the Ner Ma'aravi continued to burn through the entire day. According to the other Purushim, it's not such a powerful thing. I mean, so they put in the same amount of oil into the Ner Ma'aravi as into the other Neros, and it burned a little bit longer. It's not as powerful. It wasn't like such a clear mess. So it's a little bit of an idol. But anyway, since the Gemara said it's a raya, the Ner Ma'aravi has proved that the Shechina Shara B'Yisrael, as long as Shimon HaTzadik was alive, we had that proof every day that the Shechina was Shara. And after that, sometimes they would find that it had gone out. Another thing, that all the years of Shimon HaTzadik, the fire that was on the Marocha was Mizgarba on its own. The Kohanim didn't have to bring any wood except for the mitzvah. Today, what kind of mitzvah is Eitzim? When the Torah says to be Makrav Eitzim on the Mizbeach, we know that that's Shneitzir Eitzim. But other than that, fire never went out and it was very powerful and it burned. Mikan Melech Pami Mizgarba Pami Melech Mizgarba. After that, it depended on the years and the metric. From then on, the Kohanim would have to bring Eitzim to Marocha all day long. Furthermore, all of those 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, there was a bracha in Hashemayim that was sent to the Omer B'Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Aponim, that even though they were small things compared to the number of Kohanim, nonetheless, they used to be able to split it up, and all the Kohanim would have enough, and they would feel satisfied. Some of the Kohanim would eat their kezias and they would become filled with that kezias, and others couldn't even finish the kezias. It would fill them up. And then, after the death of Shimon HaTzadik, then already a klola came down to these korbanos minochas that were supposed to be split between all of the Kohanim. And then, Kohen Magio Kapul. All that they got was a pola mitzri, was the size of a pea, and it wasn't masbiyada, in which case, hatznui moshkenes yadeyan, the kohanim were mitznuin, saw there wasn't enough, they didn't take any. Because anyway, they figured that this hatosus learned, not everybody learns like this, I'll tell you why. That since anyway they couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah of achila, because the mitzvah of achila requires kezayis, so in the middle there was no need to grab. So let somebody else have a larger piece. Some of them will have a kezayis. What do I have to grab for? And the maisa wasn't mizborach. Gargaranim, not lochlim. And the grabbers, the gargaran, the hungry people, They went and grabbed, and they would eat it. There was one Kohen who not only grabbed, but he also grabbed out from the other guy who had already taken, and they called him Ben HaKapsan until the day he died. But, so the Maisa, the question over here is, Tosis Gufa asks, what do you do about the Chiva Vachila? If everybody had a pull, so then what happened to the mitzvah to be Ochel? So Tosis says, you didn't need a kezias. It's just that a kezias is more of a choshev achilah. Right? He doesn't explain himself. The Brisker Rav has a beautiful shtick over his Madaik and the Rambam. But there's two different dinim in achilah. There's a din of achilah in which you have to eat something. And there's a din of achilah that something has to be consumed. The shear of a kezias is only when you have to do a mice of achilah. But the din of kachim, there is no din on any particular person that they have to do a ma'isachila. The din is that kachim should be eaten. It's not din about kedayis b'chol. Once it's consumed, it's consumed. It doesn't matter. It's not the ma'isa that the Torah was made. Omar Rabba Bashila Mikro. Why do they call him Ben HaChamtzan? What's this lashon of Chamtzan? Certainly didn't mean that he had more oxygen than other people. So Mikro, Elohai Palteni Miyad Rasha, Mikaf Ma'abel V'chometz. So you see that David HaMelech called someone who steals, who takes a chometz. Rav Aram Yochel, Limdu Etev Deshu Mishpat Ashru Chamotz. So you see that when we talk about people that are being persecuted by others, a chamotz, meaning that there is a chometz. So Ashru Chamutz, go and make sure that you take the din of the Chamutz, Va'al Tashru Chometz. This is only brought here. Agav, the Gemara brings this diuk to tell me whose tainas we listen to first, plaintiff or the defendant. So from here we learn out, Darshu Chamutz, Bidarish, the one who is tining, who feels that he was wrong. And don't be ma'asher, meaning don't rush to listen to the tainas of the Chometz. Ashru means make powerful. Go out and take care of it. Tanu Rabbi, Oyser Shana Shemes Ba Shimon HaTzadik, the year that Shimon HaTzadik died, Amala, and he told everybody, B'Shana Zuhu Meis, that this year I'm going to die. Omru Lo Minayin HaTayodea, how do you know you're going to die this year? Amala, and behold, Yom HaKippurim Oyom Izdamin Leizaken Echad, Lavush Levanim Vatuf Levanim. Every year, when I walked into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, I was always accompanied by an old man who was dressed and wrapped in white. And he was nifnas mi v'yotzei mi, walked in with me and walked me out. V'ayom nizdam nizokin echad lovu shechari v'otuv shechari. Today, when I came into the Beit, into the Fnaif of the Fnim, there was a man who was dressed in black and wrapped in black and nifnas mi v'lo yotzei mi, didn't come out. And indeed, right after Yom Tov, he became sick for 7 days, and he died. From then on, they didn't want to use the Shem HaMefurish in public anymore because there wasn't anybody who was really kedai to speak out the Shem. It's an incredible Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks from the Pasuk. It says that the v'chol ish, that even someone called an ish is not allowed to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim at the time that the Kohen is nifnas to bring. So the Gemara's Madaik, v'chol ish means afilu oisam hanikroim ishim, which refers to the malachim. So malachim aren't allowed to be there. So how could this zaki go in with them? The answer is the Yerushalmi. It wasn't a malach. It was the Shekhinah. So he wasn't even accompanied by the mouth. Tanu Rabbanan, Arboim Shona, Kedem Churban Abayit, Lo Yagor Lolo Yamin. For 40 years before the Churban, it never came up in the right hand. Lo Yalashin Shazuris, Malbin, for 40 years, it never turned white, the Lashin Shazuris. Lo Yanir Ma'arabi Dailek, and the Nir Ma'arabi was never found to be burning. Well, it must have been a horrible experience. Lo Yodal Tazahechel Niftach Es Me'aleim. And the doors of the Echa kept opening by themselves. They kept locking them and they found them open. As if inviting the Oivim to come in and take over to show that there's no Shemira on the Beis HaMikdash. Achiga Arbim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai kept doing that until Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got really mad at the Echa and shouted at him. What are you trying to do over here? We all know what's going to happen. You don't have to take it so seriously, like it meant it literally. It was meant as a remiss to us, but it's okay. You can keep the doors closed meanwhile. Amrav Yitzchak ben Tavloi, Lama Nikra Shmuel Livanon. Why does the Torah refer to the Pesach Ehechal? Why does it address the Ehechal as a Livanon? Shemal bin Avenesem Shal Yisrael. Because it's Milaben. It takes away the Odem of the Avenes. Amrav Zutra Bar Truvya, but it's not only called a Livanon, it's also called a Yar Livanon. Lama Nikra Shmuel Yar. Why do we find that the base of English is also called the base Yar HaLevanon? It's called a forest. To teach me that just as a forest has leaves and fruit, so does the Beis HaMikdash. Damar Avoshi, B'shar Shabbat Shlomo Beis HaMikdash, Natabo Kol Minei Megadim Shel Zahav. Shlomo planted money trees in the Beis HaMikdash out of gold. V'yomotzin Peros Bizmaneim, and they used to grow golden fruit all the time. Whenever the wind blew, so these golden fruits would tinkle down to the ground in the wind. And the Kohanim used to be misparnes from those trees. But when the Goyim came into the Echel, they withered. The flowers of the Levanon became withered. Umlalim. The Yatir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lach zero lada, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it back to us in the new Beis HaMikdash. Shem Nema, Baruach Tifrach, Besagel Af Gilas, Veranein Kvod HaLevanon Nitam. So you see, the Kvod of the Levanon, what did we refer to the Kvod of the Levanon before? To the Yar, to the fact that it was, would grow Peres of Zov, Nitam, that will be given back to us. Then, Asnan HaShnei Sirin, and he would say, La Hashem Chatos, or La Hashem. There were 10 times that the Shema Mefurash was pronounced that day. Shalosh b'vidoi rishayim, shalosh b'vidoi sheni, v'shalosh b'sara mishtaleach, v'yachad b'goralos. One in the first vidui, which he said, Ani uvesi. The second one, which was also on the par, where he said, Ani uvesi, and also the all of Beis Arain. And then the third was the vidui that he said for Kol Yisrael on the sara mishtaleach. And that's 9. And then the 10th one was when he said, Lashem Chatos. V'kvaroma Hashem v'nishma kol b'yiricho. And it's happened that he said the Shem Hashem, and you could hear it in Yiricho. That's how loud and clear the Shem was. Omer Rabba Baruchanam Yerushalayim l'Yiricho asara parsos. It's 10 parsos from Yerushalayim to Yiricho, and you could still hear it. V'tzir l'altot eichal. It also happened that you could hear the hinges of the door of the Echal, Nishma b'shmona t'chumei Shabbos. You could hear it from 8 t'chumei Shabbos away. The Vice of the Mishnah says that you could hear it in Yericho. So how come only 8 t'chumei Shabbos? It's only... Right? So, some say, does this tries to answer that. Some say that it's really two different Rishitas. Tosis over here explains that there's a difference between hearing the call of the doors of the Echel and the call of the Tzir of the Echel. But the Tzir, that was to be able to make out precisely what you were hearing, that was the sound of a hinge, as opposed to just a noise, that you could only hear for Shmona Tumi Shabbos. That you noticed something going on, but couldn't place what precisely it was coming from, you could hear Aguri. And that's what the Mishnah was referring to. Izim Shabiricho, Ayumis Atzot Mireach Akhtaras. And the goats in Yericho would sneeze from the smell of the Ketores. I wonder why it was called Yericho. Nashim shebi Yericho. El tzrichos liizbaset mireach haKetores. Also, in Yericho, the women didn't have to put on any kind of perfume because of the reach haKetores. And even a kala, who usually wears a lot of perfume in Yerushalayim, where they were near the Ketores, el tzrichos liizkashet mireach haKetores. What about before we had Dafka, the Beis Avdinas? So the Tosus explains that was when they were in places that was far away. And over there they were makpid, whereas other people only in Yerushalayim didn't need it. Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Dugloy, Izim, Ayu La'aba Bore Nichmo, Voyim Isachos Mireach HaKtoras. My father had goats in Hari Michmor, which, if this is the right girsa, then Michmor is the Targum of Gilad, which is pretty amazing, because I mean, it's nowhere near Yerushalayim.
Gilad's on the other side
of the You're right. Voyim Isachos Mireach Yeshua ben Korcha Sachli Zokin Echot. A certain old man told me that Pamachas Alachti L'Shilo, he once went to Shiloh, where the Mishkan Shiloh used to be, V'irachti Reach HaKtoras V'bin Kosle, I could still smell the Ketores between the walls that had absorbed the smell. That's how powerful it was, all of these centuries later. Of course, if the Zokin Echad is Eliyahu Novi, as Taisva says, maybe it wasn't centuries later. I'm Rabbi Yana.
Says over here that it's
Zaken Echad, no, it says in general that wherever it says Zaken Echad, it means Eliyahu HaNavi, except for the place where it says that they blew the Zaken Echad apart. Amr Biana, Aliyah's Goral Mitocha Kalpi Ma'akebes. To do the Goral, to take it out of the Kalpi, that is Ma'akeb, the Halacha. But Hanocha, to put the Gorolos on the head of the Seirim, Eina Ma'akeb. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af Aliyah, Eino Ma'akeves. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not Ma'akev even to take it out. And Rashi learned this means even if the Kohen arbitrarily is Koveh the Shema on one of them, even though he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah, but nonetheless, it's not Ma'akev. Now, Aliba de Rabbi Yudah, now there's a big machlokas that we'll get to a little later on between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah about which things is the Torah makbid on li'ikuva that they should be done exactly as it's described in the pasuk. Normally, if you recall, by kachin, the halacha is that whatever the Torah says is only l'mitzvah, not li'ikuva, unless either it was repeated twice. So we say Shana Lava Kasab La'akev, or if it writes a din, either of Teiros or of Chuka, one of the halachas that's Ma'akev, a lashon of Yikuva. Now, by Yom HaKippurim, it does say a lashon of Chuka. So Zichr, there's an Yikuva. The question is, what does the Yikuva go on? So that's a machlokis, Reb Yehuda, Reb Nechemiah. According to Reb Yehuda, the only time that it says Chuka is referring to those things that are done Lifnim, meaning Lifnai Lifnim, in Yom HaKippurim, the Big Day Lavan. But even where he's wearing the Big Day Lavan, it's not Ma'akev if it's not done Lifnai Lifnim. According to Nechemiah, anything done in the Big Day Lavan is Ma'akev. So therefore, here are machlokes between Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan about whether Aliyah's girl is Ma'akev is certainly not Aliyah de Rabbi Yehuda, because Aliyah de Rabbi Yehuda, since this was done Mibachutz, it's definitely not Ma'akev. Kulay Hamelo Pligid Lavan. Ki Pligid Aliyah de Rabbi Nechemiah. Machlokas is according to Ibn Nechemiah, who holds that any avodah done in the Big Day Lavan is ma'akev anywhere. So madiyom ma'akev, fine. That seems to be what you would have thought Reb Nechemiah said, right? That's the Reb Nechemiah b'pashtus. Madiyom loy ma'akev. If you hold like Reb Yochanan says that even Aliyah is not ma'akev, even though Reb Nechemiah holds it as ma'akev lechora, why does he say it's lo ma'akev? Because ani mili avodah, he says Reb Yochanan, where did Reb Nechemiah say it's ma'akev? Only if it's one of the avodahs. But agrola lav avodah, where do we ever see that agrola is considered to be an avodah? So mevela, even Reb Nechemiah would be veda, that it's not ma'akev. He could yamri out and say just the opposite. Aliba the Reb Nechemiah domer ma'akev kuli amalo pligi de ma'akev. On the contrary, even Reb Yochanan is made that certainly according to Reb Nechemiah it's ma'akev, because according to Reb Nechemiah, chuka is ma'akev anything done to Big Day Lava, and the girlos were done to Big Day Lava. The machlokis was dafka, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that anything done in the Big Day Lavan outside is not ma'akev. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, okay, mandiyom lo ma'akva. That's Rabbi Yehuda. I also would have thought Rabbi Yehuda said that. Mandiyom ma'akva. According to Rabbi Yanai, how does he understand that here Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it is ma'akev? Here it's different. Because even though the Lashon of Chukah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, does not refer to Dvarim Anasim Bachutz, but notice that the Pasuk twice identifies the Sawyer by saying, Asher Allah Allah Hagoro Lashem. So why does it say twice, Asher Allah Allah Hagoro Lashem? In order to teach me that Shino Allah Kosov Lachem, that you need to have Aliyah Svera Lashem, and otherwise it's not a Sawyer. So therefore, it says Rabbi Yana Yir, even Rabbi Yehuda would be made that it's Ma'akev. So Bishleima, to teach me, and that it's Ma'akev. So Meizve, Mitzvah Lahadril, Vim Lo Yigril Kasher. We have a brisa that says it's a mitzvah to do the Hagrol. But if you don't do the Hagrola, nonetheless the story is kosher. So who's that going according to? So Bishleima Lahakli Shadamrat Aliba the Rebuta Kuli Amalo Pligidiloi Ma'akva. If you want to learn it, that the way we just said it, that the first lashon, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, zichur, there's no question, it can't possibly be ma'akev. So then, this works out all right, because omani Rabbi Yehuda, you can't ask from this brisa that says that it's only a mitzvah, and Rabbi Yana, it's a Rabbi Yana, how can you argue with the parish of brisa? The brisa says, if lo yigril, it's kosher. Rabbi Yana, he'll say, what's the problem? This brisa was said by Rabbi Yehuda. I told you, according to Rabbi Yehuda, of course I never suggested it's Ma'akev. I was telling you, according to Rabbi Nehemiah, that it was Ma'akev. So you can't ask anything of it. And Allah, Lisha Damrit, Pligi. However, if you're going to tell me that, on the contrary, according to Rabbi Nehemiah, even Rabbi Yochanan was made that it was Ma'akev. The Machloikas was in Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda claimed that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Ma'akev. How's he going to understand his rights? It doesn't go according to either of them. So Bishleim, Laman, Yerba, Lo, Ma'akev, fine. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, the brisa works out fine, right? Because it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm Ma'akev, and Rabbi Yochanan says, why should Rabbi Yehuda hold differently about the Goralos? He doesn't have anything else. El Lamadi Omer Ma'akev, if you hold like Rabbi Yana, who claims that even Rabbi Yehuda is Meida, that since it says two times in the Pasuk, Asher Allah Allah Agarol, to be Ma'akev, who is this brisa? It's not going according to anybody, it comes in. How money? Says the Gemara, you're right, but Rabbi Yanai will pass a different gear set in that brisa. To me, reading the brisa, not mitzvah lahagril, mitzvah lahaniyah, to put after the hagrola, to put the gorolos down. And that's zikr true, that our Mishnah says beferech, that to put it down, it's a nice thing, but it's certainly not ma'akev. That's all that the brisa was saying, and there is no such brisa that says hagrola is a ma'akev, says Rabbi Yanai, because of course hagrola is ma'akev, even according to Rabbi Yanai, hagrola is ma'akev. Tomorrow, there's the yard site of the boy that was killed at this Beis HaMedrash was named after Yekutiel. So we want to make a siyum. The father is coming. What?
Who's this? I'm sorry.
Yekutiel. No, Kuti.
Yes.
You don't know Kuti?
Okay,
yeah. Anyway, so since he was Mahana's. It's a medicine song, and so only right that we should also learn, let's say, for his son. And one of the what didn't we make a scene?
Sivos,
Rishani,
Sachem.
Yeah, most people used it for
basically.
Shkolim, we did. Okay, so Ksuvos. In the Bavli, we don't have anything left. The Rishani.
Yeah, you
did say
that.
At the Yerushalayim. No, at the Tehillim.
Oh, yeah, Nachman.
Right. Yeah. So we did say that. So we'll do service in Yerushalayim tomorrow.
Right.
So be prepared, if possible, to spend an extra few minutes with wife.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's what we'll do. That's an idea.